Red Moon, White Moon, Blue Moon is a dance piece exploring themes of the divine feminine, created by local dance maker Paola Lopez in collaboration with poet Naima Yael Woods and photographer and filmmaker Laura Bustillos Jaques. This piece happens in two parts over the course of 2 days. Here to tell us about it is dance maker Paola Lopez. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you. It's great to be here again.
It's always nice to find out what the heck is she up to now. So we've got one performance, but really it's two in two places, and we're not talking about the same thing.
Correct. When I was working on this piece, it felt like it needed two different spaces. Mm-hmm. And because of the nature of my work, two performances being the same is
that doesn't
impossible.
Happen. That's not quite when you're in improv, that doesn't
yes,
quite happen.
Exactly. As an improviser, you know, you don't repeat a performance twice. So it really will be two different performances. Of course, the material will be the source material is the same, but it will look completely different, the two venues that we're using.
And was it the venue that dictated the performance, or what is it that required the change of space?
That is interesting. You know, it's the way that I work, especially when I'm collaborating with others, I just let things emerge. When mm-hmm. I was working on figuring out a venue, initially I had thought that we would do the same piece in different spaces and then feel how the space transformed the piece and vice versa.
Right.
But in the process, that didn't feel right. And I had visited the Station Urban Offices, which is the site for the first venue, the first piece, the first part. And it just kept appearing in my head when I was thinking about it. So I just took that as, you know, it's my intuition, just follow that. So right. I decided to do that. And definitely the format for the station had to be an installation format. You know, I can't have a lot of people there at the same time to watch a chronological piece that starts at some point and ends at some point.
Right.
So that space dictated the nature of what was happening in that space, which is going to be a performance installation. So it will start at 7 p.m., go until 9 p.m., but it's not chronological.
So you can come and go, in other words.
Exactly. You can come and go whenever you want. You can stay for 5 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour. You can come for 5 minutes, leave for an hour, and come back. So it's very flexible, and it's built in a way that allows the audience to interact and change what's happening in the piece.
And how do your collaborators fit in? You have a poet and you have a photographer. How do they come in?
So they come in different ways for both parts. So for part one, the installation, the poet, unfortunately, she won't be able to be here because she's getting married. So she's going to be
that's kind of
great.
A big deal.
Yeah. But we recorded her voice reading the poems. And Dr. Chris Raymond, who's a faculty here in the music department, he's creating a sound score where the recorded voice of her is kind of layered with sounds that he's creating. And there's going to be two stations of sound.
Okay.
So they're going to be coming at you from different directions and at different levels, and they're just going to be in a loop. So that's how we're bringing the poetry in. We're also going to have the poetry displayed on the walls so people can actually read the entirety of the poem if they're only going to be there for, you know, a few minutes. And then the photography will be overlaid in between the poems. So that hallway will have kind of the two walls covered with poetry and pictures that Laura has created to showcase her relationship to the topic and the themes that have evolved throughout the collaboration.
So then you're using the main hallway, like mm-hmm. when you get off the elevators, second floor, Station Urban Offices, mm-hmm. 500 West Overland. I know these things.
Yes.
I don't know how. second floor, you mm-hmm. exit the elevator, and that's the hallway that you'll be
so
using.
So you exit the elevator, and then you veer to the right as if you're going to the station.
Oh, perfect.
So then is that long hallway.
It's got this beautiful light right at the end.
Yes, exactly. So that's a hallway we're going to be using. And actually inside the station, so inside the offices, we're going to have water and coffee and nuts and cookies and things to foster people to have conversation about what they're seeing, what they're hearing. And I will have displayed, I actually have volunteers helping me with this and engaging people in conversation, but I will have displayed all the things that I've used throughout my research process. So I've done paintings and drawings. I've kept a journal for 108 days so far. You know, all the materials that I've used to create this piece. So all that would be laid on the table for people to go through, look through, read.
Literally
ask
an
questions.
Open book.
Yes.
I feel like that's just kind of how you live your life.
Yes, I try to. I think you have to. And I think you have to when you're an improviser. You have to be very vulnerable and willing to be open to be able to build with what other people are offering.
I guess that's how you continue to build or keep things fresh, no? I mean, by constantly being on that weird edge of comfort. Comfort is not where you want to be.
Yes, absolutely.
Is it about a particular woman or is it about...
It's about any woman and particular women, because there's three of us. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a lot of discussions and we're all going in different ways through periods of connecting with ourselves. I'm specifically, for example, decided to start detoxing from taking hormones for 17 years straight. So I'm getting in touch with my own menstrual cycle, and I'm keeping track of the moon phases and how that affects my cycle. And that has been a huge part of how this piece has evolved, because I'm basing a lot of what I'm doing from the archetypes, the ancient archetypes of the goddess within right. the menstrual cycle.
And it's funny, while there's all these cycles, things are never quite in balance.
Right.
Not if you're a woman.
Exactly, because we're cyclical. So I've done a lot of research, like reading and writing and moving, but this has been a huge part of it. Mm-hmm. And both Naima and Lara's experiences are very different than mine. So they bring in a completely different voice to kind of remind us that we're no more or less of a woman, regardless of what our cycle is or whether we have a cycle or not.
Right.
So in a sense, it is about all women and about the three of us at
and
the same time.
Accepting who you are,
mm-hmm.
no matter what.
Yeah.
So let's go to the second half of mm-hmm. this performance. So the first half is at the station. And then from there, the next day, we are going where?
We're going to the Chamisal National Memorial, and the performance is actually on the Spanish-style courtyard outside of the main building.
Oh, nice.
So it's outdoors, and that will be a more chronological piece. It'll start an hour before sundown, so at 7, and it will end with the sunset, so as the sun goes down. So that piece will have actually live music. So I have Mr. Eric Unsworth, who's a bass player, a faculty member here at the university. He's going to be improvising with me. And then the poetry is being brought in through Viva Flores, who is a poet. And
yeah, very well known here.
Yeah, very well known here. So she will be speaking Naima's words throughout as well. And in that part, Laura is projecting some video that she has created in kind of like a little pavilion that is right next to adjacent to the courtyard. So it will be a completely different feel than what's happening at the station.
And for that one, you should arrive on time so that you can see the entire performance.
Yes, definitely. You want to be there by 7 for sure. There is limited sitting around the courtyard. There's some benches. But so if you're not comfortable sitting on the floor, you know, bringing a lawn chair would be probably a good thing if you're not comfortable standing or sitting on the floor.
So we're asking our audience to improvise too.
Yes. As always.
So what called you to the Chamisal? As in, you know, because they are kind of polar opposites. You talk about this, you know, the station, it's concrete, it's straight, it's rigid. And then you talk about the Chamisal, and all of a sudden, it's free, you know, it's this open air, mm-hmm. kind of come and go, but really come when you're supposed to, you know.
Yeah, I think the Chamisal for me, I definitely felt from the beginning there had to be an outdoor experience for this piece, because it's all about connecting to nature and Mother Earth, and specifically having it at night was one of my dreams. But we're also doing video documentation to create a video of it. So, you know, at night didn't make much sense.
Right.
It was very complicated. So, and then I'm just familiar with the Chamisal because I walk through there a lot, because I often cross the border to go to Ciudad Juarez there. So I was just going there one day to go to the bathroom, and it just like piqued my interest. And I was in that space, and it just felt right because of the circular shape of
that
courtyard.
Cycle.
Exactly. So I just feel like it really fit it.
So that's how. Okay. So tell us the details, because now we've told everybody about the piece. The piece says, and we should get them to go. So this all happens next week.
Yes, it all happens next week. And I should say that this is free. Both things are free. We will be taking in voluntary donations at the station for Amor por Juarez, who is the organization that is helping us get the space.
Excellent.
This has been funded through the AIP program, the Artist Incubator Program, through MCAD. So it is free for everyone to go. So on the 26th, we're part of the last Thursday Art Walk. So we're going to be in the MAP. So that Thursday will be at the station urban offices from 7 to 9.
Okay.
And then the next day, Friday, so that's May 27th, we'll be at the Chamisal. And it starts at 7. And it will go for about an hour until the sun sets. Yeah.
So take advantage, do the Thursday's Art Walk, and then head down to the Chamisal on Friday to check out Red Moon, White Moon, Blue Moon, another dance experience by Paola. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts, and we look forward to seeing your performances.
Thank you so much.